Pete Boulay, also from the Minnesota DNR climatologist office. Thank you, Pete, for pinch hitting this morning.
Well, good morning. you know what? Kenny had to go find snow is what he did.
Yeah, I bet he did.
He went searching for snow, and he found it, I heard. So.
Good. I'm glad he found it. Is he watching the Iditarod?
I don't know, but he sent me a picture, and it's piles of snow. I'm like, wow, we didn't see that this year. Nope.
Right. Well, I will say I also, the week before this week, I was gone, and the reason I was gone is because we were on Manitoulin Island in the North Channel of Lake Huron, and we were kind of in this, there wasn't a lot of snow, but there was a microclimate right where we were, which had, you know, enough to be white snow, and then it snowed twice while we were there. So we've had our tiny little winter fix as well. So I hope he's getting his.
We're not going to get it here. That's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like we talked about this maybe a month ago, but it seems like, you know, Minnesota really is sort of ground zero of whatever the El Nino effect has been this year or whatever. But it seemed like as we were driving east, just slowly, there was a little bit of snow and then a little bit of more snow. It just seemed a little more normal. And I noticed that people that far east, they were sort of talking about a mild winter, but it wasn't the same sort of can hardly not talk about it situation that we're having here. So that was kind of interesting.
No. Yeah, that's part of what happened this winter for us is we also had the bad luck of the storm systems missing us to the south and east. And that's part of what they were getting clipped by some storms like Des Moines. You know, they had some pretty good snow this winter.
Yeah.
You know, and they just got the big storm. We got a little bit, but really not much at all.
And it was kind of just, not that it's totally in the past. Obviously, we could still have winter or something theoretically, but what are you seeing? Maybe not.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like we skip March and we're in April. So if you know, April temperatures, at least for this next 7 days, our normal high, Two Harbors, is, right around 34 degrees for a high, low of 18. And we're going to be about 10 degrees above normal for that for the next 7 days overall.
Yeah.
You know, not record. You know, the record today is 62 degrees in 1987. I do remember that. Oh. And that was an amazing day.
Uh-huh.
It was very warm.
Very notable, you know, back then, I'm sure.
Yes. Back then, that seemed like a shock. And then we did it again in 2000. So, and then the record low is 15 below zero, 1943. So no record lows. I can pretty much bet on that. So, and I'm looking for any precip at this point. It doesn't matter if it's rain or snow for me. And really, there's no big systems coming at all in the near future. Little things, maybe, but the storm track is not even close to us right now. So down well to our south and maybe way up in Canada, but we're just kind of still into the El Nino pattern, this kind of high and dry.
Yeah. We hear that El Nino is actually fading its influence, but it sure doesn't seem like here.
Yeah, it's always a delay. You know, it takes a while. You know, it's a big ocean, and changes are subtle, and there's always that delayed effect for what happens. So, we're definitely under El Nino. But, yeah, it's interesting how quickly it's supposed to be turning over to a La Nina for next winter. So if you're a cold weather snow buff, you're probably going to be a little happier because, you know, if you can hedge your bets on that one. You have a better shot at a colder winter with La Nina than El Nino in any day. So we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been telling people, don't expect next winter to be like this one.
Yeah. Well, I think most people will be happy about that, at least on a on an overview level, however their personal comfort level is. Because even if you like it, it's kind of weird. It is kind of weirding people out, I'd say. That's safe to say, at least where we are.
Yeah. And I've already pivoted here in our office to Lake Ice Out. And so our Lake Ice Out page is now active on our website. And we've already broken some record early ice outs in the southern part of the state. And, you know, it hasn't really moved too far north of St. Cloud so far for ice out. But it's something we're watching. And, you know, we'll keep reporting on that as it marches north.
And then, you know, obviously it's a concern, the deepening drought we're looking at. How far ahead are you confident that there's really no precip? I know the farther out you go, the less you know.
Yeah. Really, March is, you know, all the way out to about the third week of March, not much of anything.
Okay.
Once in a while, a model run will show a sign of a classic, you know, like a March storm. in the vicinity of the upper Midwest. So we get excited for a day. That's usually at the end of the model run, and then it disappears. So obviously can't rule out something happening this month. But yeah, our drought's going to keep getting worse. It's very interesting, the fire danger being elevated. I'm noticing that soils in recent round here down in the south are drying out quick. And that's one factor I'm really worried about, is we didn't have that snowpack to melt and run off into rivers and lakes at all. So we're already starting off at a loss. So we're going to need some pretty good spring moisture to, you know, to replenish those things. So we won't be any problem, you know, when the heat hits this summer.
Right.
So yeah, definitely a concern. Absolutely.
It is concerning. And at the end of last summer, the North Shore was in kind of a uniquely not as bad drought position. Mm-hmm. Have we now sunk to the level of everyone else, or what is the level of drought throughout the state?
Now, this is where it gets fascinating. I asked the National Weather Service in Duluth, I go, is Duluth in a moderate drought? It's hard in the winter to figure that out. You know, you're not mowing your lawn or anything, and, you know, the trees are still bare, and, you know, it's hard to see what's going on. But Duluth is 50 inches short of normal snowfall. And now even more than that, probably up to like 52 or 53 inches short of normal snowfall. So the snow drought has to be taken in effect a little bit. And so the drought is gradually getting worse. It's not a very rapid worsening, but it's gradually getting worse. And, you know, we're keeping an eye on it. And you're right. The North Shore did okay, you know, in the drought last year. Enough precipitation fell where it helped out a little bit. We just didn't get any snow at all. And we're still living off that Christmas rain event for much of the state, 1 to 3 inches, it's still there. It still shows up because it was so wet. We had a record wet December statewide. So that really, really tilted it to help us with the drought. It gave us a couple months to breathing space in the winter is what that did.
All right. So we'll just have to, as usual, stay tuned and keep an eye on the sky.
Yeah, hopefully Kenny will have better news next week.
Oh,
I'll tell him to give you better news.
Yeah, he probably just went to Alaska, so he would have to keep giving us the same message over and over every week. We're looking for something
maybe he'll
different.
Bring back the snow.
Maybe he will. I hope so. All right, well, thanks so much, Pete. We will talk to you
weekend.
Again, I'm sure. Yep, bye-bye. Pete Boulay. He is the senior climatologist for the Minnesota DNR.